With postal workers threatening a lockout by Friday, there is a standard response I've given for years when it comes to lockouts or walkouts in the public sector. They should not be allowed. I appreciate the post office is a crown and not a government department, but the federal government did offer Canada Post a loan of over $1 billion in January to keep it solvent. It's intended to give the post office time to develop a new business structure, one that presumably would no longer include home delivery, unless you live in an apartment. Given Canada Post needs public funds to stay afloat, then, like with all public services, we have prepaid for it. Both sides should keep in mind that the less people write letters or get their bills through the mail, the less relevant the post office becomes. So, what I'm saying is, it's the 21st century. We aren't talking about kids in coal mines. Binding arbitration or other fair dispute resolution mechanisms should be mandatory if the two sides can't reach a deal. Customers should not be held hostage by either side in a public labor dispute. I'm Murray Wood.